Welcome to The Hitch, week 8.
Hi.
Hi. I'm
so... It's day 61.
61.
And we're home.
Last day of the trip.
Yep.
61. And it's like 10 o'clock at night.
We just finished unloading the car and putting away the things that needed to be put away before tomorrow.
Yeah. We left the campground at like 11.
A little before, so we didn't exactly get an early start. We had a long drive.
Yeah, but that was like an 11-hour deal and about a 5.5-hour drive.
Yeah. It turned into
took a while.
Closer to a 6-hour drive because we hit nasty construction around Milwaukee that just had us
It was bad.
Stopped for a while. And we are all broken hearted right now.
For sure.
You know, when we stored the trailer and when it was time to go, the 3-year-old just started bawling, you know, because he had,
and like screaming,
we'd set him up in the trailer, you know, while we emptied out all of our clothes and everything like that, and he just started crying and screaming and saying, no, I want to go to another campsite and I want to sleep in the trailer. And it was one of those moments as a parent where it's like, I feel the same way.
I know, and you have to pep them up and you're like not feeling peppy yourself, like,
no,
I want to go to another campsite too.
Yeah, I mean, and that was like when I got him out of the car once we got home, he was like, what's this campsite called? Like, he's so
I know,
that's his routine now, you know. And now, that said, the minute we walked through the door,
he was happy to
he
see
was
his toys
the
and...
happiest of all of us. He was just dancing around and looking at everything, and
he was like excited about his kitchen chair.
Yeah,
like, he got like really excited.
Yeah, you know,
the
stuffed
yeah,
animals that didn't come on the trip.
And, yeah,
it was, you know, that was cute.
That was really cute.
That was a nice reminder of like, oh, home is meaningful,
right?
You know.
Yeah, and then he started talking about later on and. When we were home, he started talking about how he, at one point, I don't think you heard this, he was talking to his older brother and he said, I miss the trailer.
Yeah.
And like, we've been gone from it for like a couple hours at this point. And then he said, I want to go campsite and play mini golf. Like, he like is all set to do that tomorrow. And I'm like,
it's not how it works.
It's not how it works.
But yeah, it was hard.
It was hard.
It was hard on everyone.
I mean, not just emotionally, but physically exhausting day of, you know, breaking camp and hitching and all of that, which that part is actually the easy part. It was just driving.
It was a long drive. This was one of the longest drives we've done, you know?
Yeah. And I did the drive. We were thinking maybe we would split it, but I felt fine. And you were like sneezing constantly.
Like crazy.
So
today,
you weren't really in a good place to drive. So
no.
I was like, I'll just do it. And it often feels like this is the case with road trips. Like the very last miles are the absolute hardest.
Yeah.
And
are usually under construction.
And this one was like comical.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like, it kept getting crazier and crazier. I just switched lanes like a million times.
It was,
I did have the realization though, and I know we've talked a lot about like our growth and knowledge and all of that in the last few days, but when I was switching lanes like 100 times, I was like, oh, I can switch lanes now. Like, I'm still kind of freaked out doing it. I'm not saying I was like cool and calm, but I was doing it with like without full panic. I was just
you were
like,
doing it really well.
Oh, like, I have to do this again. Like, it
you
was
handled
just,
that construction
was kind of bananas. It was like,
it was terrible.
This lane is going away. This lane is going away.
Well, and
now
just
this lane is going
we
away.
We also hit it almost precisely at rush.
I know, we didn't
hour,
really
so
think that one through.
It was just, it was, those were hard miles. Those were really hard miles at the
I
end
just
of
didn't think like. I mean, Milwaukee's not that big of a city. I didn't think that the traffic would be as bad as it was, but boy, it was.
Well, I think that was mainly
because of all the construction.
Like, they're building or rebuilding like 17 different expressways around there. So
it was hard in a lot of ways. Like, none of us, we actually, last night, you know, we had such a nice night with our friends, and we were all like, okay, we got to get up early tomorrow, because we didn't really do anything last night in preparation for leaving. And we're like, we got to get up early, everybody. As soon as we get up, we're going to just get going. And none of us, including Dan and I, were like moving fast this morning, because none of us wanted to actually.
We were all kind of dragging.
So we were just taking our time, and we didn't even leave until like 11. So that's just kind of how it went. But the weather was nice and clear. It was a beautiful day. It was perfect temperature. And, you know, it really wasn't bad until the very end. And then we parked it in our storage place, which was hard because we got it. I was backing it in, and it's a backing spot, unfortunately. Yeah. And I was dreading it because I was already really fried from the drive. It was, you know, long, and then the end was so hard. It felt like it was about three times as long. But I was like, yeah, you know, but I've been backing stuff up. I can do it. You know, I was thinking I was hoping it would go okay. And then here's the deal. It did go well.
Took like, two tries.
On my second try, I got it in.
Beautifully.
And this is where I should have checked myself, and I was being, I thought I was a little better than it turns out I was, because I was like, it was just a little bit crooked, and I was thinking like, oh, we're gonna leave it in here, and you know, it should be straight or whatever. It didn't need to be. I mean, it was just a tiny bit crooked. So I decided, oh, I'll pull it forward and get it set. And we can't go in straight into our spot. It's kind of like a little bit angled.
It's a funny little angle. Yeah.
So I should have known better. But anyway, I was like, I can straighten this out. And like, why?
Cut to 30 minutes later.
Yeah. And it just couldn't, I couldn't get it back in the same way that I did. And I eventually did get it in, and it's fine. But lesson learned.
Yeah.
Don't be cocky.
Yeah.
Don't be a cocky asshole.
Yeah.
If it's in, leave it in.
Leave it in.
Yeah, I'm never going to worry about it being a tiny bit crooked again.
No.
I was like, there was a point when I was just like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I was so tired.
Yeah, that was a bummer. But, you know, then we got everything out. We'll go up this weekend and clean it a little better.
Yeah, I did a quick like spray down of surfaces,
but, like,
just
because
I didn't
want to
like have like a family of raccoons hanging out in there.
Yeah.
But we need to do a much better job.
Yeah.
The bathroom needs to be cleaned. And I just want to make sure it's like super clean.
Yeah.
Like just the quick job. We didn't have any paper towels, so I was using like
tissues.
Lightning
McQueen tissues or something.
Like, I didn't do the best job.
No. But, you know, but we made it home.
We did.
What was your impression of the house when you walked
in?
Huge. Oh my God. It was so,
so big.
It was so big.
And
the bathroom is enormous.
And listeners, we don't have a big house.
We live in a 950 square foot house. Very important to note that.
Yeah, our house is really small.
It's a small house.
It's a two bedroom.
For four people.
And a dog.
Yeah.
And we do have a finished basement, which kind of,
we're
you
actually
know,
sitting
doubles
in right now.
The size.
But
the actual like living space is...
Walking into the living room felt like we were in like a castle.
Yeah, it was.
It was
huge.
So big,
and like the ceilings seemed very tall. What is the height of our
ceiling? I think they might be 9 foot.
I mean, they are a decent height, but still, they just seemed like 20 feet to me.
And the bathroom
just like,
felt huge.
Well, and here's a really weird thing, I saw the bathroom tile, and I was like, ooh, that's snazzy tile, as if I'd never seen it before.
That's good.
And yes, I was very tired, but in my mind, we have recently redone
a year and a half
ago. I know, I was going to say, I was going to say relatively recently redone our bathroom. Yeah, it's been like
a year and a half. Yeah.
But somehow in my brain, I was remembering our old bathroom.
I did the same thing. When I was earlier today, I was like, I'm going to take a shower tonight. We have a really nice shower head. Remember I said that?
Yeah, I remember
And
that.
In my brain, I was remembering our old bathroom. Really? Like, it was only the shower head that was nice. The rest of the bathroom was terrible.
Yeah.
And I did not picture the new, quote-unquote, new bathroom. But, yeah, there was definitely, it was
weird. I think my brain just, like, I've been so disconnected from this house.
Yeah.
That it just pulled, like, bathroom memory, and most of my bathroom memories
are... Is the old bathroom.
And it was such a weird thing. I was like, oh, those are cool. Like, I had never seen them, and then I was like, wait a minute.
We chose those.
And then I looked up at everything else, and I was like, this bathroom is huge.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's not huge.
It's not. It's, in fact, very small.
It's very small. So
I think it's 10 by 10, mm-hmm. or 8 by 10. It's very small. It's a small bathroom.
I don't know what it is. It's a small bathroom for house-sized bathrooms, but it's enormous for trailer-sized bathrooms.
Yeah, it is going to take some transition.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a hard adjustment.
Yeah. The 13-year-old said to me, I don't know if I remember how to live a boring life.
Aww.
You know, and... I feel that.
Yeah.
You know,
too.
Like just, I mean, we said this at the start of this whole thing, you know, like traveling is a part of what we've always done. It's a part of us.
Yeah.
You know, and it fits so well with all of us.
Yeah.
You know, like we are compatible with it. You know, we are compatible with being on the move like that. We're compatible with exploring things. We're compatible with the pains and the ass parts, you know?
Right.
Like,
it's not all fun and games.
No.
That's
and,
for sure.
And it really does work well.
Right.
And it works well with all of us. And that's, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, we've said a lot, like, there are all these things we got to figure out now,
yeah,
you know, and it's like, how do we do it that we're not just heading to another campsite tomorrow and playing mini golf and exploring, you know, it's like, I get it.
Yeah. When you say it's a part of us, I think like, in my head, I was thinking, yeah, it's the best part of us.
Yeah.
It's the everyday life that is harder. I mean, obviously, that's stating the obvious. But, the traveling.
Yeah.
It works for us. And yet, that sounds so bratty to say. I mean, we've had this great opportunity, but it's still a hard transition.
Yeah, it's a hard transition. It's a hard transition for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things we've been pushing to the back that are going to come racing to the front real quick.
Yeah.
And, you know, but, I mean, what I said to him is, this isn't the last trip we're taking like this, you know.
Right.
In fact, it's the first, you know. And
yeah, that's true.
Not all of them will be 8 weeks long,
right?
You know,
some of them
will
might
be
just be a weekend,
weekends, or you know, a few days here and there,
spring break or whatever.
You know, but this is something we get to do now. You know, this is something that's ours to tow around. You know, and to make the most of it, and like we owe it to all of us to really make the most of it. I think.
Yeah, the 3-year-old was saying, when he was talking about how he wanted to go back to a campsite and play mini golf tomorrow, you know, and me and the 13-year-old were like, no, we're not doing that. And then he had this confused look on his face and he said, will we see the trailer again?
Aww.
And I was like, yes.
Oh,
and that's the thing.
We will.
And I do remind myself that it's like we have taken big trips before and they're possible. They're just a lot of work and a lot of sacrifice and kind of figuring out work and money and stuff like that to do it. But a lot of trips like this are possible even if you don't have a ton of money.
Yeah.
It's just a certain, you got to budget, you got to do a lot of research, you've got to put stuff aside and save up for it. But I just have to remind myself of that because it does feel sometimes out of reach.
Right.
Or like people will be like, oh, you did that. Like it's done.
Right.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah. A few different people have said to me like trip of a lifetime. And it's like, no, are you kidding? No.
I know.
It's just a trip, you know?
Like, yeah. No, it's not a lifetime. We're not done, people. Yeah. We're not done.
Yeah.
I know our good friend who is amazing, and just completely spoiled us by coming to our house and setting some cookies and food and all this stuff. She's a wonderful person. And she said to me, and then she swung by and visited for a few minutes tonight. And she was like, are you so happy to be home? And I was like, well, I wish we were still traveling. Like, like I was happy to see her.
Yeah.
I'll be very happy to, you know, to see friends here, but, like, am I happy to be home? Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy that some stuff is going to get easier for a while.
Right. Like, taking a shower.
Like, living in a house is just easier.
Yeah.
I already have noticed that, like, when I wash my hands and stuff, I'm a lot better with water.
Yeah.
Because I just turn it off right away immediately. Yeah. And, like, yeah. And so maybe I hope I'll keep that going, you know. But yeah, tomorrow though I do plan on taking a long shower.
Yeah,
it's a long luxurious shower.
It's gonna feel good.
Yeah, but I don't know where we go from here.
Yeah, that's a whole nother adventure.
But thanks for listening along. I mean, really. Yeah, it's been
absolutely
it's been really fun having people listen and write to us. Sometimes I love that. I love hearing.
Yeah.
And then I especially love it when people share their own stories.
Yep.
Absolutely. Like we've had some people tell us about trips that they're taking and I love it.
Yeah. And we're thinking about how we keep this going.
Yeah.
Even if we're not on the road.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we'll be back soon.
At some undetermined time.
And we'll see you on the road.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.